the mic.
Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Praise God. Good morning. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Kevin. Brothers and sisters, I am happy and thrilled. You couldn't know. I don't think I'm going all the way live. I don't exactly know what I'm doing, but I believe I'm live on Facebook. Is that right, Jose? I'm live on the Roku channel, and I'm live on Facebook. I'm live on what? YouTube, not Facebook. I'm live on YouTube, and I'm live streaming through the website, tedline.com website. If you can see me visually, you know that I am in the church. This is the first service coming to you live from Jesus Believers Church. And if you could see it on one of those live streams, Roku, YouTube, you can go to tedline.com. Those of you that have problems with your phone company, you can come in live through tedline.com as well. So I am more than happy to say that Tedline and Jesus Believers Church are alive, and functional. Now, if you're watching, all you see is like, you can see the church, and you can see my turquoise table here, which is my desk. Always has been. It's kind of like my, I don't know. I just like it. So let me tell you what that means. That means that we crossed another threshold. That means that your dreams can come true, just like mine. This means that faith works. Faith in God works because Jesus is alive. And I'm here to tell you, I don't know how, but what you see in this morning is only a little bit. What I found out is that this church was the first Assemblies of God church in Dalton. And boy, they really do it right when they build a church because everything is here. I don't know how can I show them more of what they donated to and what they made happen. How can I do that? I'm on the Blog Talk. and I'm on the speaker, but I think you just stepped in front of the camera. Where's the camera? I mean, no. How can they see the fellowship? How can they see the back? How can they see anything? You just stepped in front of the camera, right? Are you standing in front of the camera or behind the camera? Behind the camera. So is the camera capable of walking around this building? I see. The camera is not capable yet. Can they see the baptismal pool in the camera? You have a vision. I don't. From your visual back there, can they see the baptismal pool? In the visual that's right there now, can they see that? Brothers and sisters, I don't have a visual yet. You can see I got a TV over there on the other side of this pulpit over there by the flag, and it's not hooked up yet. You can't see Brother Joe. Brother Joe, in the front, we have morning benches. Yay! Prayer altars. And Brother Joe is right there praying. So I'm going to find out. This lady, she can hook her phone up and be on Facebook. I got to find out how to do that. But you will get to see. Can you just turn it around so they could see the entryway? We don't have all of our equipment hooked up here yet, but it will be over the weekend. And you'll still see workmen coming in because it's a lot more work. But for as much as you can see of this sanctuary here, the fellowship hall is as big as this. So we could feed easily 400 or 500 people over there in the fellowship hall. The kitchen isn't that big, but I found a way to extend the kitchen into a room behind it, which was the nursery. It was the nursery. And so this morning, I greet you in the name of Jesus from Jesus Believers Church. And those of you, you can see the baptistry. They can see it. They told me, Jose, I need to get the app for YouTube and Facebook. Okay, thank you. I didn't know how to do that. So you can put the camera back. I will let you all see this whole church. Now, guess what? Downstairs in this church, it's been like a rainstorm up here. And there's absolutely no leakage, no water, no mildew, no nothing. It is completely dry. To God be the glory. The parking lot will hold maybe 100 or 200 cars because there's parking on both sides of the church. And what I intend to do, what I've got to do, is in the healing home, I had, I have right now, 1, 2, 3, 4, and a loft. I have 5 bedrooms. Well, I can put all 5 of those in here and still have space. Yep. So I found somebody that can, I'm going to, I just got to make sure I have to put in bathrooms, like a like kind of like a hotel, bathroom and a bathtub probably, or a shower and a sink in each one of those rooms. And then the healing home will be under the anointing. That's been my dream, to have the healing home under the anointing. That's why I always had it up until now in my house. But the problem is people come in with so many demons that if God gave me grace for that while I needed it, but the grace didn't spill over here to Dalton. So he gave me a separate healing home. So what I'm going to do when that lease is up, by then I should have at least 8 to 10 bedrooms with their own toilet and sink and I already got the furnishings and the furniture, so all I have to do is just move that over here. It's going to be open as of today, I guess, kicking it off. It's open 7 days a week. God said, do not close his church. He wants it accessible to his people 7 days a week. I will be setting up a prayer. Everything that you ever heard me say, excuse me, that I was going to do is going to be done right here, all under one roof. Praise God. So this morning, I welcome you, and I'm going to do some deliverance this morning, and this will be the first deliverance done under the roof of Jesus Believers Church, home of the Tedline. Praise God. Brothers and sisters, you can't see Brother Joe. I wish you could. I'm going to take a picture. I'm going to take a picture so I have it. But, thank you, Michael. Michael says that you can see very well. Praise God. I am most happy to have that baptismal right there in the name of Jesus, because people can get saved, baptized, delivered all at one time. All at one time. And brothers and sisters, when you can get saved and get delivered at the same time, chances are you will not backslide. And then on top of that, then they can be discipled, meaning they can be taught about sanctification, justification, glorification. They can be taught the prophetic, and they can be equipped in the gifts of the Spirit and activated in them and taught how they work. And man, then you know what you have, brothers and sisters? You have a sure foundation. You have a strong foundation. And after that, I think my job will probably be over. But praise God. Praise God. This is an equipping place. So this is how it's going to work. I'm going to have a big community over there in that fellowship hall. It's about, I don't know, it's the size of this sanctuary here. It's about the size of this. And downstairs, I have another room this size. Right now, it's got some pews in it. So that's where I'm going to put the prayer center, and I'm going to do deliverance right here, right up here in the sanctuary where it should be. And so, welcome. Welcome. We finally made it home. We finally made it home. And it's been a battle. But that's why I tell you, you can win. You can win. But you already lost if you don't fight. You already lost if you passive. You already lost. And then what I want to do, I want to establish a relationship because I want to have on the staff here, probably volunteer for a little while, but I'm going to have, brothers and sisters, a licensed therapist here. So you say, why, Erica? Because, brothers and sisters, people need aftercare. My job is to spiritual, get your demons out, and to shepherd and lead this church, along with Pastor Michael and some elders that God's going to send here, all right? So that my job would be basically doing what I like to do, doing integrated healing prayer ministry. But I'm stepping in to this pastoral and whatever else until God sends the right people to do this. But I'm telling you right now, I've always worked with a couple of psychiatrists and a couple of psychologists and social workers, because there are people that are going to need those things. There are people that are going to need assistance with their children, with housing, and I intend to establish a place where people can be made whole, complete, and lacking nothing. Included in that is a creative area for the arts. I just don't think that people understand how therapeutic the arts are. You know, you're not going to see any art on these walls in here, but what you're going to see on these walls eventually is the Word of God. Luke 10:19, Ephesians 6, put on the whole armor. That's all you're going to see. And you're not going to see a whole lot of that in here. There's a vestibule out there, a foyer, where you come in. But I intend to have a room over there. It's like a big living room with 10 tables, 10 circular tables to eat, and then a couple of areas where you can sit down and read the word and drink your coffee. This is going to be Jesus's abode. And my goal was not to have a healing home. The healing home kind of evolved, but my goal was to have a healing home stay. That's a word they use in Europe a lot, a healing home stay, where you come here, you can be healed as you stay here, and then you move on. You move on out. There's a sign that's over the door that was put back up there from the Assemblies of God when they painted it, and it says, when you go out the door, it says now you're going into the mission field. Okay? Well, on the other door out there, on the entry door, I always post over my door. Anyone who comes in here comes under the blood of Jesus. Okay? That's what I have over my door at home. That's what I have over the door. I don't know if I put it up over the office. I gotta check that. But normally, everywhere I live, I put all who enter here enter under the blood of Jesus. Okay. So, those of you that know me, that have been around me, you know I love comfort. I like to be comfortable when I'm sitting down. I like big, overstuffed chairs that you kind of sink into. Well, I want people to, when they come here, to sink into Jesus, to be covered by Jesus, to feel the presence of God when they come here. That's why Brother Joe is down there right now on his knees praying. Praying for us, praying for me, praying for you. I don't see Jose. It's a sound booth here. It was a church. I see him now. But I will take pictures of this whole big big Jesus place and have it posted on YouTube for you so you can see. The most important thing that you can see and know, we made it. The mission is being accomplished. We ain't done nothing yet. We got a lot of work to do, a lot. Brother Bob sent a world map, and then yesterday he sent a map of the United States of America. Well, the world map, there's a place, an exact place for it. And the map for the United States of America, there's a place for that too. So what I see starting here is put it like this, a sinking into Jesus revolution. A sinking into Jesus revolution. And today is the first day. I had a goal set in my mind that today we were going to broadcast from here. No, it didn't matter what happened. If we had to broadcast sitting on the floor, my mind was made up. Today was the day we were going to broadcast from here, no matter what it took. And we are. Again, you can go to the Roku channel. It's back up, Tedline TV, Tedline.tv. You can go to YouTube. We live streaming. You can go to Tedline.com. It's live streaming into Tedline.com. And I give God all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. But I give you the thanks. I give you the thanks. Those of you that even although you saw me with all those failures with them other churches, but you didn't give up on me. You stuck with me and you helped me. And here's the fruit. I tell people sometimes, God has some people that are real. You just got to find them. I say, God has some people that are real. You just got to find them. And then you can't judge them for all the hell they're going through, because you got to know that there's a devil on assignment to stop them from doing anything. So you can't judge them. Either you believe or you don't believe. It's as simple as that. See, I'm a believer for real. And I always say, if you don't have the faith that you need, hook up with somebody that does. Yours will get there. But another thing God has taught me in this, stop thinking small. Stop thinking that God is limited by the circumstances that we see and place in front of us. He's not. He's absolutely not. But he's working every day to broaden your perspective. Remember when everybody was buying the Jabez book, Increase My Territory, Enlarge My Territory? Well, that's real. It's a shame that the book was like a trending kind of thing. It trended out. But the principle remains. Broaden my horizon. Increase my territory. Those of you that have been with me have seen God do this from zero. And you know why? God wanted to increase my dependency upon him. He used all these things to increase my faith in him. As he was building your faith, he was building my faith too. I tell you, we're in this thing together. I used to say we're on the same ship. And when the ship come in to the shore, we all going to get off and embark and go to whatever it is we got to do. Like this morning, I had to hook up using smartphones and iPads. Tomorrow I'll be hooked up using computers. You know I have them, but they're over there at that little office. I want you, wherever you are, I want you to come into agreement with me right now on Thanksgiving. I want you to thank God that you with a ministry, Tehillim, Jesus Believers, that's moving. It's not stagnant, and it's not old. It's fresh. It's alive. The only thing old is me. I'm old, but to God be the glory. I count it as experience. And yes, Jane, I got my table. I got my turquoise desk, which I generally convert from old dining room table because I like old stuff. Are you thankful this morning for where God has you? If you're not thankful, you can make a move. Remember what I told you, explained to you yesterday, that spiritual principle? The anointing can go forward. It can stand where it is, your own personal anointing. It can go forward. It can go backward. It can move. But remember this, you have an enemy who knows more about you and this spiritual realm you've been baptized into than you do. And this particular enemy knows that what you have can be transferred. It can move forward. It can move backward. So this enemy has an objective. And that objective is to either paralyze you, cage you, whatever it has to do, steal from you, kill you, and destroy you, whatever it has to do to stop you from moving forward into Christ, forward into the covenantal blessings that the Lord has for you. Somebody sent me a text last night. I didn't even see it because I was at home praying and looking at this monumental job that God has given me of coming against and overpowering this spiritual witchcraft, making the hounds of hell flee in the opposite direction, stopping them, destroying their spider webs and being ecologically safe at the same time. Grow this ministry. Going forward, moving upward and onward. It was an old song, Onward Christian Soldiers, marching as to war. So I'm looking at this monumental task and I'm thinking, God, Jesus. I'm looking forward now. And the devil was going to try to have somebody text me and say, I know this is better for me, but it is so hard. It is so difficult. I'm not the one. I didn't even answer a text like that. I wasn't in it for that. I'm in this. I'm in it all the way to heaven. I'm in it to glory. So right then, the devil was going to try to transfer that negative stuff on me. I'm not the one. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in his depression, suppression, I don't believe in it because I ain't never seen it work. I've never seen anything of the devil work. It ain't worked for my good. So why would I entertain it? Why would I even begin to entertain it? I rebuked it, got on my knees, bind up them spirits, me and Brother Joe. We were all, me, Brother Joe, Jose, were on one accord. And this morning we had to get up a bit earlier, and they were up and moving, and Brother Joe had to wake me up because I went to sleep with my pen and my paper in my hand. Doing what? Writing the business plan. Writing how to carry this. to where it's got to go in the name of Jesus. I wasn't thinking about the past is over. I don't even want to live it again. I have no desire to go through that misery and hellishness again. Brothers and sisters, it's up to you. It's up to you how far God's going to use you. It's up to you if you will allow him to use you. It's up to you. You have gifts. You have giftings. God's getting ready to unpack that stuff in you. And for lack of a better example, you got me. You got me, and I'm willing to help you. Don't miss God in the day of his visitation. That's your job. Don't miss God. Can't no witch, can't no wizard, can't no shaman, can't no devil. And I was overwhelmed when I was starting to write this. I think I got the papers here. I was starting to write. And I said to myself, wait a minute, God. This is not something that I need to write right now. And you know what I was writing? This is what I was writing. Because this is what God was telling me. The Lord was telling me the devil cannot create anything, nothing. But through his power, he can and does steal, kill, destroy, hinder, and delay. The devil cannot create anything for his children. But he does have children. Remember, Erica, the sons of Belial. And when his children need anything, the enemy will locate the believer through searching in the spirit realm, and then he will steal it from them and give it to his children. The Holy Spirit said, much has been stolen from the children of God. And here's the other pad that I had started to write. This is the one I went to sleep on. Witchcraft entangled into the affairs of men and women. The Holy Spirit would say, you got to come against witchcraft, which has entangled into the affairs of men and women, and you got to come against right now witchcraft entitlement. You got to come against witchcraft that's been unloosed through the waster spirits, through witchcraft, spirit wives, spirit husbands, and spirit children. And from there, I just said, wait a minute, God, wait. I'm going into getting people loose from the things that have been stolen from them and from the things that the witches have used to exchange, you know. And so finally, I just said, you know what, God? It's so overwhelming. Just give me enough power to get them free. That's all I want. And the Holy Spirit say, that's where I was getting you to. It took all this for me to get you there. So this morning, as the first deliverance service in Jesus Believers Church, Brother Joe, do we have any paper towels here? Probably not, huh? Then just give me some, just fold me up some toilet tissue from the bathroom. Just give me some toilet tissue, and that'll work for me. And get y'all some. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to be delayed in this. I'm not going to be hindered, and nobody's going to steal the anointing which is getting ready to fall in here this morning when I cast these demons out over this headline. When I come against this witchcraft in the name of Jesus, it's going to go. And if you are in agreement with me, the same anointing I'm ushering in this church can fall in your dwelling place if that's where you are. It could fall in your car. What you want it to do, you want it to fall on you so that you can carry it where you need to carry it, and then you unloose it. Are you hearing me this morning? I said you want it to fall on you so that you can carry it and so that you can unloose it everywhere you are, everywhere you go, everything you touch in the name of Jesus. All right? So this is only the first one. This is only the beginning. Please understand that. Pastor Michael, I don't know what God is giving him for tomorrow, but I tell you this much. I know that it's going to lose people. Thank you. See, I had to use this folded up toilet tissue, but whatever. That's the way you got to be. You got to be resilient with the things of God. You got to use whatever you got in the name of Jesus. Whatever you got. And it works. Why? Because God sanctifies it. God makes it holy. And the devil cannot destroy it. The devil doesn't have enough power, brothers and sisters. He doesn't have enough power. But you got to take back. You got to take back, even if you know what he stole or if you don't know what he stole. You know this. You aren't in the position God says you can be in. You don't have the possessions that God says you're supposed to have. You are not living in the privilege that God has provided for you to live in. So you know he done stole something. You know he done unloosed some witches to do a crisscross. And they've stolen your brain. They've stolen your children's ability. Do you know they can do that? They can exchange something from their kid to your kid. Like if their kid is kind of, not functioning where your kid is. Or maybe your kid can play the guitar. And maybe their kid has no musical ability. Well, they can steal and exchange the lack of their kid for the ability of your kid, and nobody will know that this is done because they're operating on the dark side. They're operating under cover of witchcraft, under the cover of familiar spirits, under the cover, brothers and sisters. But Jesus is the light of the world. You see, when Jesus brings his light in, that automatically uncovers that darkness. And you know what? Darkness can't cover light, but light can cover, expose darkness. You got your paper towels handy? You know better than I do. Whatever the devil has used witches and the craft to steal from you. The Lord said he doesn't want the dark side to listen through this headline. But wherever you are right now, everything that the devil has stolen from you, I want you to call it out where you are. See, like this. Devil, in the name of Jesus, I command you and your witches to come under subjection. You got that? Devil, spirits unloose against me. That's what you're going to say. Through witchcraft. I command you in the name of Jesus to be bound. First, you want to bind them. Because you don't want to unloose them on nobody else, and you don't want them unloose to go back and be more empowered by the witch and the crap. So the first thing you want to do is you want to bind them. I bind up, what you going to bind up first? Familiar spirit. I want you to bind up familiar spirits. I bind up all familiar spirits in my generation, in my family line, on both sides, on my mother's side and on my father's side. I bind you up this morning. I bind up, the next thing you're going to bind up is you're going to bind up the thief. You bind up the thief that has been unloosed against you in any dark occult ritual, spell, bewitchment, enchantment. Bind them up. Then you want to bind up all witchcraft from the Tower of Babel all the way back to Adam. When Satan used witchcraft against Eve's mind and opened her mind up. Okay? Now, once you got those bind up, this is what I want you to do now. I want you to think of any bad falls you have taken. You know, any fall where your head hit something or somebody tried to hit you in the head, or even if you played sports and baseball or basketball or football and it damaged your head, soccer, any fall that you have ever taken to mess with your head. Bind up spirits that would have come in through a fall or trauma. Now, any trauma and all trauma as a kid, you know, a bad whipping, anything. Your mom and daddy went crazy and beat you real bad. Anything. Bind that up. Because, see, that's what the witches, the spirits from the craft, that's what they've been using against you. All right, you bind up, so this is what you say. In the name of Jesus, I bind up any and all spirits in my life experience that would have caused damage to my brain. I bind you up. Any spirits that were laying in wait for demons to come and occupy, I bind you up. Bind those up this morning. You bind them up. Okay? Now, I want you to bind up all transference of spirits used by any person living or dead to harm you. You hear me? Okay, you say, in the name of Jesus, I bind up all spirits unloosed and co-joined with or spirit family connections to witchcraft, Satan, Lucifer, Beelzebub, Behemoth, Asmodeus, Lilith, Incubus, Succubus. I bind you up. Any witchcraft spirits from the water, from the sea, from the ocean that has been used to draw from the fluidity in my human body, I bind you up. All you spirits come under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit, and get out of me. Now make them go. Go! Make them go. Go! Come on out. Go! Go in the name of Jesus. Get out right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Up and out. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Loose that body. Go. 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 Now, quickly, say, I bind up all indigenous spirits in my family line, through my culture, through my environment, that would have been used by any witch or any witchcraft. I bind you up. Go! Make them go. You make them go. Go! Go! Loose the mind. Go! Loose the soul. Go! Get out. Go! Get out. Go! Go! I break all witchcraft power this morning. Hidden works of witchcraft. Hidden works of darkness containing witchcraft spirits. Go! All Jezebelic, Ahab, Atalia, Hecate, every queen of the coast, queen of the sea, queen of the water. I bind up all them queens of witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Loose your stronghold and go. Go. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord in the heavens. Jesus is Lord on the earth. Jesus is Lord over the sea. Jesus is Lord over every witchcraft work, every witchcraft pot, every witchcraft idol, every witchcraft box. Come under subjection to the Lord Jesus Christ. Go! Go right now. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy your power. Go! I command your power. Go to zero. Go! Loose the mind. Loose the mind. Go! Right now. Out! Out! Go! Every household witch, I ban your witchcraft. Go! Every workplace witch, I ban your witchcraft and I ban your works. Go! I destroy the power of witchcraft intent. Go! To the politicians. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. The earth is the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Go! I break the power of all deaf and dumb witchcraft. Go! Loose the ears. Loose the ears. Loose the ears. Get out. The Lord God rebuke you, all Freemasonry and Masonic witchcraft. The Lord God, go! All religious witchcraft. The Lord God says, go! Get out. Get out. Now, any witchcraft that has exchanged their soul from any witch, I command it to separate. 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 And go. Separate. Separate. Go. In the name of Jesus. Separate, witch. Separate, witch. Go. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go. Somebody thinking, well, she ain't calling out a witchcraft. I mean a warlock, because ain't no such thing as a warlock. That's a trick. either a male witch or a female witch. The Lord God rebuke you. Separate. Go. Loose the mind. Loose the mind. Go out the senses. Out the sensual realm. Go. 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 In the name of Jesus. Right now. All the way out. All the way out. In the name that is above every name. In the name of Jesus. Go. Loose that anal area. Loose the anus. Go. Loose that vaginal area. Go. I break the power of the sex magic. Go. Go. Go right now. Go. Get out. Separate, witch. Separate. Separate and go. Go. Bound and in chains. To the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Go. Get out of those eardrums. Loose that mind. Come out that heart. Go. Go. Come out of the left side of the head. Go. Go! Go! Come out of the right side of the neck, the shoulder. Go! Witchcraft oppression. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! All the way out. All the way out. Witchcraft hindrance. Witchcraft stolen. Money, land, houses, jobs, contracts, agreements. I break your power. Go! Go! Witchcraft stolen cars, houses, causing people to have to file bankruptcy. Go! Causing people to have to lose their good name because you stole their resources. You stole their finances. You stole their children. Go! In the name of Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. All the way out. All the way. All the way. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now lift your hands up to the Lord. Lift your hands up to the Lord. Father God, this morning, fill us. Every area that's been emptied out, fill us with your power. Fill us with your power, with your glory. Fill us up, fill us up, fill us up, fill our environment, fill our space. Fill, God, fill. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up this morning. More of you. More of you. Fill us up with your power, God. With your power. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Now restore. Restore, God. Everything that's been stolen. Restore. 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 Restore, God. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Restore, God. Let the restoration power flow. Fill us up. Increase your glory in us, God. Fill us up. 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 Fill us up to overflowing, God. Fill us up. Fill us up. Feel, 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 feel. Feel, God, feel. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. Fill us up. Thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. Fill us up. And fill up. Let it flow. Let it flow through them. Touching their whole environment. Touching their, oh God, let people just come around them and feel you and see you and experience you, God. You, God. You. Flow out of them. Flow out of them. And touch their environment. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you this morning. We stand and rest in you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you so much this morning. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ten on. Wherever your own checkbook, your own purse, your own, wherever you receive money, resources, take your hand and lay it on it. Take your own hand and lay it on it. Increase, God. Increase. 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 God say increase. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit. Increase. 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 When you get off this phone, if you home, if you have an unsaved loved one, take your hand, that same hand, that right hand, lay it on them. If they're not there, lay it on their pillow. Lay it where they sleep. Watch. Increase. The increase of the Spirit of the Lord flowing through you going to draw them to him. Watch. 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 Watch, 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 watch. Better yet, don't watch. Be a partaker of this what? New wine. New wine. New wine. Be a partaker. Yep. Be a partaker. Just be, watch. Watch what's going to happen. Just watch. Praise God. Well, I tell you what. Today, I did the best I could do. But this is just the beginning of the mission to do what? Overpower and destroy. I don't know what God is going to do, but I know we can destroy it in your life. I know we can destroy it as you work in conjunction with God's own Holy Spirit. That thing can be brought under subjection, because God is going to do what? What is God doing? Jesus Believers Church on a mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia. I'll see you on Monday, provided the Lord say the same. Be prepared for a fresh word of God from Pastor Michael Vasica, Associate Pastor of Jesus Believers Church. See you tomorrow, if Jesus say the same.